part of being an excellent Amazon marketer and Amazon PPCer is staying on top of the latest trends. My dear friend Brent and I have several updates for you that you need to know about involving sponsored brands, video, as well as some back-end optimization for SEO on Amazon. You won't want to miss this one. We got some good updates, some actionable items for you. So let's jump in to the world's first and longest running podcast all about Amazon ads and boosting your Amazon advertising sales to make your Amazon PPC a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. Let's jump in.
I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bids set placements too. Now bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of broad keywords, but I've got through. We are the PPC, then, my friends, and we'll keep up the blazing to the end. You two are the PPC, then, we talk about Amazon. No time for many cards, cause we fix the game.
Brent from AMZ Pathfinder, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks. Glad to be here.
How are things in France today?
Pretty good. I don't know. It's a pretty nice temperature out. I was out for a little stroll earlier. Can't complain.
Little stroll?
Yeah.
Drink some vino, write some poetry, look at some art. That's a French
maybe
thing
later,
to do.
Maybe later tonight I'll do all those things.
You'll do all those things, of
all
course.
All those things, yeah.
Your neighborhood is essentially like a museum, I imagine, in France.
Well, it is historic, but sometimes in Europe, unfortunately, historic means the insulation is not very good and there's always construction nearby. So,
yes.
Yeah. It has its charms, though.
It has its charms. You've been in France for 8 years, 9 years?
Seven years in May, I think. Yeah.
I'm counting quickly.
Yeah.
Is there a holiday coming up this weekend, actually, like the first weekend of February?
I don't think so, no.
I'm going to a French friend's house this weekend, and he said, come hungry, because it's some kind of crepe holiday where you sit around and eat crepes all day.
Oh, okay. I should probably be in the know about that. The only problem is that since I work as an agency, obviously you know the life, I don't pay attention to a lot of French holidays. And
yeah,
you're usually like Catholic
they're every week
anyway, so I'm not, you know, yeah. I'm a Catholic, so I don't really know what the schedule is.
Yeah. Right. And on my calendar, I just want a picture of a crepe every couple of days.
That's fair. Are you going for sucré or salé? Do you know? Or is it both?
Both.
Okay. Awesome.
Both.
Yeah.
I'm very cultured that I knew what that was.
You pat yourself on the back.
I'm patting myself on the back hard. And also, you know who else should pat themselves on the back? The listener, because the listener is about to tune in to Amazon PPC updates you need for 2024, featuring Brent of AMZ Pathfinder. Brent, are you ready to drop these updates?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Update numero uno. We got some updates to sponsored brands. Sponsored brands, a fantastic campaign type. Let's talk about the update. Would you like to read the update to the audience?
Yeah, sure. So quite simply, starting end of January, aka just a few days ago, any new product collection type sponsored brand campaigns are going to require a custom image. And eventually, which I think the deadline there is written there, May 31st, 2024, so much later this year, you got a couple months. You're going to need to edit your existing campaigns to add a custom image. So Amazon is getting strict about enforcing custom images on what is probably by far the most common sponsored brand type, right? The product collection, aka the three-pack, you know, the one that we all know and love from back in the day when it used to be called AMS, and it was sponsored brands inside of AMS. It's a totally different platform. Well, that ad type is still like the biggest, most common one, I think.
Yeah. And this sort of points out, if you're working in the industry, you got to stay on top of this stuff. That's part of our jobs. So listening to stuff like this will help you stay ahead. So essentially, this is the style that it will no longer be, right? Where you can just have your basic thing. Amazon wants it to be a little bit more visual. The three pack is converting to, we didn't have an image on here, but basically this needs to now be like a custom lifestyle image instead of just a logo and a little headline.
Well, yeah, for reference for the audience, Mike, I mean, anyone who's browsed Amazon and certainly the people listening to this, they know what the custom looks like. They probably are forgetting to know what the old one looks like. So it was good to have a reminder. But a custom one is like anytime you see a lifestyle shot, and it's usually happy people, happy babies, happy dogs and cats, whatever the product's for. And it's product in yes. use. It's high quality. It's good resolution. It's you know, professional yes. photography. That's what we mean. And it's no shock that Amazon wants to level it up, because all that stuff is way more exciting than just a logo. It's like, okay, well, who knows your brand anyway? In most cases, like, isn't it cooler to see the woman drinking the protein shake or the puppy jumping around happy in the yard? You know, that's like way more interesting.
I'll look at that anyway.
Exactly.
absolutely true. And this also brings up the side loaded. This is sort of a Q4 2024 update, the AI generated interface that you have now. You can create some images using Amazon's AI interface. Now, the images that I have on screen, which looks like a shampoo bottle, look amazing. We have shampoo like dropping into water, splashing, beautiful, it's bright, blue, clean, or it's like down on a table and it's surrounded by really natural looking ingredients. I've used this custom image generator and mine didn't look like this. I found Amazon's own AI image, custom image generator, to be difficult to use. There's others that out there that are much easier to use, some that are sort of built for e-commerce. So yeah, have you used Amazon's default AI generated image tool?
I have. The only advantage is that it's built right into the interface, really.
Yeah.
And it's whatever's generated can be considered to be given with Amazon's blessing, although that is really a Pandora's box, isn't it? There's obviously
right.
guide rails on what you can type in there too. And I think my most common image that I get is like, sorry, couldn't generate it. That seems to be the most common image that I get.
Yeah.
People on my team have like, you know, been complaining and like laughing at that. But Amazon's a company that likes to roll out a rough version one, and you know, by version 10, that's looking pretty good. So they're all about that iteration, aren't they?
Right. So this will get better. And the point is with this first update is that you need a custom image. So
yeah.
Either you build one yourself, use another tool yourself, or use the default image generator right inside Amazon. Got to get it going. So that's update one. In general, what's your take? Is this hot or not? Do you like this update?
I do love it. In fact, we've already pushed really hard for making sure that our campaigns are like already compliant wherever possible.
Yeah.
It's very easy to swap out creative on sponsored brands these days. You just go and edit it. You don't have to like build a new campaign like you used to do years ago.
Yeah.
And you can even switch between multiple creatives. So this is not a heavy lift. It just takes organization and time. And in our experience, like, we definitely believe the performance is better too. So it makes sense. I have no complaint with Amazon setting a deadline and saying, all right, guys, this is the cutoff. And they've given us months. So I think it's reasonable.
No doubt. So yes, I also think this is hot. I think in general, custom imagery, thinking of creatives, optimizing those things is a skill that everyone should get good at if you're running paid ads. Because the more custom you get, the more engaging it is, the better your click-through rate, the better results you'll get. And of course, Amazon knows that this old style just simply didn't do it. It didn't perform as well. So now they know that the custom image generally leads to better click-through rates, better conversions, all that good stuff. So that is hot. That is a hot win. Alrighty, update two to vertical video on sponsored brand. So this is a pretty, in a similar vein of just creative, which is interesting. You know, a lot of Amazon marketers, we just want to hang it on our spreadsheets. but now we're being forced to think creatively. So talk to us about what this update is.
Yeah, so anyone who has an iPhone or an Android device is like really familiar with vertical video and how that has become strangely kind of in some ways like the predominant way that video is shot and consumed in the world. Think about this. More people have mobile devices in the world than they do laptops and desktops. That's probably true. Think of all the millions and millions of people in like developing economies and stuff. Their main phone, their main computer, I should say, is a phone, right? So this is the way that the world kind of works. And so Amazon said, hey, why don't we update what we're doing for that? My favorite part of this, I saw in like a press release somewhere from Amazon, or maybe I read it in an interview with someone from Amazon, is that they explicitly said that they're doing this so that people can reuse content from the major other platforms. And it's kind of rare that Amazon like acknowledges other platforms exist. You know, they're basically saying like, yeah, take your Instagram reels, take your TikTok videos, cut them, edit them, make them Amazon appropriate. You know, instead of 16:9, it's 9:16 in terms of the like ratio, right? Upload them to our platform, get them on ads. And consumers are already well familiar with what that looks like. It's not like some unusual thing. Like they don't look at it and go, what? What's that? I've never seen a vertical video before. So I welcome it. It's great.
Yeah, vertical video. And it's really cool too. We were talking about this in our e-commerce community, shout out core community. And people were doing really awesome stuff with vertical video. So I am not a video editor myself, but it was really cool to see what you could do with video editing skills to be able to create some really amazing creatives. I think this is something, you know, to add to someone's skill stack to be able to create these things, to be able to use something that you've used on TikTok that worked really well. So again, I think the classic anything when it comes to digital advertising is to hopefully you have some organic presence on some social channels, and organically you can put out a lot of content for free, see what works really well. What works really well then gets promoted and graduated into an ad. So it's a very similar process of taking something out of an auto campaign and graduating it into, you know, exact match, single keyword campaign type thing. In a similar way, hopefully you are producing some level of organic content, and that hopefully you can then put out all that organic content for free, grab the best, most engaging vertical video, and then drop that into your ads. And hopefully you get a little bit of boost of free testing in your organic channels. Little tip there. So this also relates to an update from December 13th. Amazon Posts are also vertical, also support vertical video now as well. And it's pretty cool. You can see here on the screen, we have a full, takes over the entire phone view. Like the rest of the Amazon app is wiped away, and I see the product in use. I see the video, and I see the individual product ad, essentially, right there, right down. It's not an ad, but it's like the product listing right underneath it, and I can sort of swipe left and right to see the products associated. And I think, I mean, of course, we've known this for years. Amazon would love it if people just opened up their phone, went on Amazon, and just browsed it like they would on a TikTok and were semi-entertained and did their shopping. Who knows if Amazon will ever be like a TikTok, but it, in terms of like, I saw something that was like, everyone likes Home Shopping Network. Even younger people that like didn't grow up on Home Shopping Network still like to see just like what's out there. So like, I do think this is, there's definitely something here which I think will become more popular. So vertical video.
Commerce as a spectator sport is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
I think hot, but you got to understand your target audience too. I mean, this is an analysis that I think is true. Tell me if this is off the mark, but like TikTok is all about authenticity as far as I can tell. And for me, Instagram's always a bit about artifice, right? It's like saying, look at my perfect life, look at my perfect reel. Or TikTok's like, look at reality. I wonder which one is like going to be more of a hit on Amazon, you know, because people love unboxing videos that are just shot off the cuff, like whatever, the lighting's not very good. But yet, you know, these kind of well-produced Instagram-style videos are also really still popular, but it might depend on your product and who you're appealing to.
Let's leave it right there. Let's leave that open question. Update number three. This is an Amazon PPC show after all, and we love our spreadsheets. So there's been an update to sponsored brands' bulk files. So now when you go to download a sponsored brand, I'm sorry, a bulk file, you have some extra options here. They're labeled here on new on the screen. And these two options say sponsored brands, multi-ad group data. And then right underneath that, it says sponsored brands, search term data. So walk us through this. Is this hot? Is this not? What is this?
So one thing, actually, I don't know the answer to this. I'm going to put it out there. I don't know what came first, the sponsored brands, search term data, or the multi-ad group data. I think it was the multi-ad group data came first, and then the search terms followed. It seems to me like they should have done it the other way around, because we love search terms. That's like the lifeblood of us PPC folk, right? That's like the most important thing for us. But what the ad group data does is it allows you to do the bids by placement, I think. It allows you to actually manipulate the ad groups, like create and manage them, which you couldn't do previously. You can even update your creative within bulk sheets, I believe. And yeah, I think you can finally like have access to all the sponsored brand ad types. So, you know, store spotlight is another one that we love a lot at Pathfinder. Video, we just talked about for the first 10 minutes of the podcast here.
And those are ad group, those are ad group classifications, not campaign classifications.
That's why.
Exactly. So those things, you know, you have sponsored brands, and then underneath it, you have the specifics. Like I think we counted the other day, there are 10 ad group types and 3 main campaign types: sponsored brand, sponsored product, sponsored display. But then inside there, there's multiple different ad types. So for sponsored products, there's auto, manual keyword targeting, manual product targeting. There's sponsored brand, store spotlight, video. And that is now you get, you know, you'll be able to see that information in a lot more easily now. In terms of, is this hot or not? I'm a big fan of bulk files, always have been, always will be. Managing your accounts by spreadsheet, always going to be in vogue, always going to be a hot. I do think managing with bulk files does have limitations, specifically being when you download this, you pick a date range and you are fixed in that date range. So if you wanted to do multi-date range analysis, if you wanted to see things before and after a certain time, if you wanted to get a more trend level data, that is your by far your biggest limiter with bulk files. So that's just one thing to know when it comes to bulk files. There's ways around it, but it becomes a little bit cumbersome when you do it.
I think it's a timeless classic, Mike. I mean, you can't go wrong. Like
classic.
You say, it never goes out of style. It's like the suit. You know, you can wear it to any function. It never goes out of style.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if anyone has really gotten into using ChatGPT, there's some cool things you can do, because you know you can have ChatGPT produce spreadsheets for you, so you can like give it your bulk file, ask it things, send it back out. That's probably worth its own episode. But that's true for all the ad platforms. On funny enough, on my TikTok feed, which I've meticulously cultivated, I get a lot of, there's honestly not a lot of, there's not a ton of great PPC content out there on TikTok, but I do see people using ChatGPT and, you know, the bulk file equivalent on like Facebook ads, Google ads. So it is out there, which is pretty cool. So title classic, a skill everyone should have in their back pocket. Hopefully. And it really touches on how difficult and how evolving it is to be a digital marketer working in Amazon, marketing an Amazon brand if you're the owner as well, where all of a sudden it's like, I need spreadsheet skills and I need video editing skills of some sort. So if you are a one-man army or a one-woman army, it's a lot of different hats. So definitely never stop learning. Yeah.
Yeah, my thoughts go out to all the people who are brand managers. You know, you're working at a company that does a couple million a month, and maybe Amazon's one of the biggest channels. Your complexity of what you can manage with ads is rapidly spiraled out of control in the past like 2 years with just Amazon. So I feel for all you guys and gals out there dealing with that. That's a lot. Hopefully, you have some VAs and AI and people on your team you can go to for creative, because you need to pull together a lot of disparate parts in order to make this stuff really sing.
Big time. You know what I feel like I've always said is like, when we think of like a Shopify store, You think you go into a Shopify store knowing you're going to need like a technical marketer, like a data analyst person.
Right.
You're going to need someone to like build and optimize the nitty grittiness of the campaigns. You knew that you were going to need someone on social. You knew that you were going to need someone to build creative, fun stuff. And I've always said like, you need the equivalent on Amazon too. It's like its own ecosystem. So it's like, you need the creative of premium A plus content. You need now video, vertical video editors, a video editor. So all of these things matter. So anyway, this sponsored brands update, just to sort of round this out, it's hot. Give me more data. Give me more options. Give me a bigger file with more stuff in it and I'll use it. So this is a hot update.
I agree.
Do you agree?
The only constraint we have, Mike, is I think the file size is still somewhat limited on the Amazon size. So if you have an account that's big enough and you request a bunch of info, I think they want you to break it into two files, or they want you to request less data. So Amazon, please remove the limiter for the megabyte size of whatever the file is, please.
Right. They have unlimited money. Let's jump into Amazon doubling the backend search terms. So this is not a PPC one. This is an image courtesy of Ecom Brainly. Shout out to Ecom Brainly. January 2024 update. So there's a section in people's products where you fill out information on your product. I can't tell you how many people I see that have blank, that have nothing filled out for their backend search terms.
Yeah.
Today, to this day, I implore everyone, if you're looking for one thing to do after this episode, if learning how to do video editing is too hard, if you don't care about bulk files, go do this. Go into your product's backend information. Look for the area called backend search terms or generic keywords. This is I think it actually uses slightly different terminology. Like here it says generic keyword. Anyway, look for your backend search terms. The limit just doubled from 250 bytes to 500 bytes, effectively doubling the ranking juice. So just in case anyone doesn't know what backend search terms are, Brent, drop some knowledge on them.
Yeah, sure. So let's pretend like we're selling a product in the US marketplace, right? And maybe there are lots of people in the US, I think there's like 36 million last time I checked, that speak Spanish as either their first language or their second language. So they're using Spanish in daily life. And maybe they're searching on Amazon in Spanish, even though they're on Amazon.com and they have it set to English. You can obviously set it to Spanish too. But what if you put in a bunch of Spanish keywords on your product listing that are synonyms or matches that are exactly like your main keywords, and therefore you don't want that in the front end of your listing kind of crowding out the English content and confusing people and having them be like, why is it Spanish? But you do want to be indexed and found and discovered for those. So you would put those in there and you'd make sure not to do duplicates, and you'd make sure to include as much relevant contextual keyword as you can. It's basically like Amazon giving you its tacit blessing to do keyword stuffing, but with relevant keywords in a field where they want you to put it. You can also do it for synonyms or, similar stuff. But those are the two best examples I can think of, Mike. What, like, different language that's in common use and synonyms.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, this image from Ecom Brainly, they blurred their search term field. However, if you look closely, it's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish.
I'm not going to pretend to read this Spanish. But yes, you can see that it's in Spanish. So you just doubled your space. Go and do this. Is this hot or not? This is nice and hot. This is like a 9 out of 10 hot. So easy.
So easy.
This is like, go put more keywords in that space. And it's fantastic. Is this a hot one for you?
It is. And actually, Mike, I want to highlight and finish on one really nerdy point, which is that characters are not bytes, right? So a byte is 8 bits in, computer speak, one of the most fundamental building blocks of computers. A character is like a representation of, written human language. So some characters take up more than one byte. For example, like the Polish L has that weird line through it. That's 2 bytes in one character. A lot of Chinese and Japanese characters take up 3 bytes because they're quite complex. There's a lot going on. They take more computer space. So be aware that if you're going to add like Chinese or something, like that's taking up more bytes per character. So a really nerdy point, if you just Google like byte character counter, there's like tons of free tools out there, and you can put your search string in and say, okay, I'm under 500 bytes, even though I'm at 400 something characters. But you know, Amazon understands that distinction because, well, they're nerdy too, so don't worry. But a quick call out to finish it up.
Amazing. Well, we have our updates. Go and do one of these things, everyone. If you haven't done your sponsor brand's custom images, get it going. If you haven't played around with vertical video, this might be the highest barrier to entry. So go find a vertical video editor. I keep saying vertical video editor. Just find a video editor or fire up your YouTube and learn some stuff. Update sponsor brand bulk files. This is for these my fellow spreadsheet nerds out there. And then, of course, everyone should go and double check, make sure that they have their maximum byte limit in their back insertions.
Man. Yeah, the bytes.
I dare say all of these updates were hot. We give people plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah, I think that's good. And Mike, I have one last question for you. Is a vertical video editor just a video editor that is Gen Z?
Right. You know, it's just like, if you know what? It's like, remember years ago, it was like sacrilege to record anything in vertical.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, and now it's only vertical.
I would always tell my mom, don't do that. Don't do that. And then she turns out she was ahead of the curve, actually.
She was ahead of the curve. Yes. Well, anyway, Brent, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
No problem.
It's an absolute pleasure. We gave people plenty of hot updates to warm them up in this cold February morning. And I hope you enjoy your uninsulated old French buildings. You have to wear a heavy sweater inside.
That's what I'm doing right now. Trying my best.
Well, it looks great. The French are very fashionable. Have a good one, Brent. Where can people find you if they want to send you compliments for this episode, complaints for this episode, or ask you follow-up questions?
Yeah, sure. I'm trying a new thing. So if you put in www.brent.brent.bike, so not .com, but .bike, that's my personal website. And that has links to Pathfinder, but also like my socials and stuff like that. I just made one of those like classic one-pager websites that has links to everything. So go check that out, brent.bike.
I saw it. What did you use for that?
I used the tool called Card, which is like one of these like really simple, straightforward website builders that's for one-page sites.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, it looks great.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Yes, check it out.
Also alternative top-level domains. I think people are just going to get more and more used to it as we have ran out of .coms.
I hope so. Sometimes it doesn't format properly when I send it to people. You have to really add the trailing www.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Brent.bike, have a fantastic one. And everyone else, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week here on the Movie Seed In Podcast.